Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Let's talk today about saying, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. We hear it all the time. It's one of the most common expressions that exist. And saying, I don't know, when you don't know the answer to a question legitimately, maybe someone's talking about software or someone's using a word that you don't understand or someone's sharing an experience and you just need to connect and you're like, oh, wait, hold on. I don't understand exactly what you're saying here or there. That's brave. That's awesome. Right? Saying when you don't know something, often these are quite trivial things. Someone can inform you and you're good to go. I love it. There's no shame in saying, I don't know something. But what about the greater I don't knows? I can tell you that as a coach, when someone says to me, you know, I have this vision, but I have no idea how to get there. Or there are two or three things that I suppose that I want, but yeah, I don't know. Or when it comes to answering bigger questions like, you know, what's pulling you forward in your life? What do you most want to be, do, and have? When someone says, I don't know, it's not an answer that I accept. Why is that? A couple of reasons, my friends. Number one, I believe we do know. We do know, but the truth, the reality, scares us. And so it's easier to be stuck in, I don't know, or saying, I don't know, even though we're not actually stuck. Because when we do know, that's going to require courage and action on our part. Secondly, when we say, I don't know, we almost feel like we're getting away with something. Because look, if we don't know, if we're confused, we have to stand still, right? Not knowing feels like a very legitimate reason to not move forward. So it's so easy to say, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't know where I want to go next. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And all you'll do is cheating yourself. All you're doing when you're wasting your time in I don't know is wasting yourself. I'll admit there are some situations in life where it takes some time to find clarity. It takes some time to arrive at the right answer, tuning into our intuition and going, okay, this is really where I'm leaning. I'm going to have to trust this. There are moments in life where that's true. But at our core level, we know what we want. But sometimes that thing that we want, it's scary because we don't know if we can get there. We don't know if we're good enough. We don't know if we have what it takes. And so even just stating it, putting it out there that we want something, we feel like we can be setting ourselves up for disappointment or failure or embarrassment. But I can tell you the worst way to live your life is to live in the I don't know mind. Constantly. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. This way we are at the whim and the mercy of other people guiding our lives for us, us following others, us just going, okay, he or she has the answer. I'll just copy that person. Your knowing belongs to you. It is unique and it is individual and it is powerful and it is perfect. Notice when the words I don't know come out of your mouth or anyone else's mouth. And challenge it. I love to ask myself, but if I did know the answer, if I even had to make it up, what would the answer be? My friends, you know more than you admit. Until tomorrow, so much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.